I am so happy I stopped telling you what day of the week it is, because first of all, you should all know. Second of all, I don't like to talk over the babu babu babubas.
No, nobody should talk over the babu babus. What I like about it is I never know what day it is now.
Makes it more fun.
I woke up this morning. I went and watched cartoons for an hour and a half. I thought it was Saturday. I have no idea what day it is. I don't know what month it is. I don't know what year it is.
It's May Day. May Day.
Happy May Day, everybody. You know what's strange, Wendy? Twice a year, you already know this part. I'll start out with the part you know, and then I'll throw in a surprise twist, much like they did on Murder, She Wrote.
Okay.
I will once again use Angela Lansbury as a blueprint in my own life. A couple of times a year, I do what I like to call a system cleanse, where I don't eat or drink anything bad for me. I do this twice a year. I do this from October 1st through November 21st. That's a 51-day one. And then I also do it the entire month of April every year. And I chose those months because those are the months that are the most tempting, because there's candy everywhere because of Halloween and because of Easter.
You don't even celebrate Easter.
I don't celebrate it, but even if you don't celebrate it, like if you went to my house or any time over the last 30 days, there's jars of jelly beans or chocolates or something.
Really?
Just stuff around.
Can I just, yeah. Do you entertain a lot? Because I did not buy any Easter candy.
None at all?
No.
Yeah, we've got a fairly constant stream of people through the house.
You do?
Yeah,
oh.
And I don't know any of them. I don't know who they are. My wife
weird.
Doesn't know them. My kids don't know them.
At least you're covered with the candy.
I got to get locks on my doors. It's really time to just start locking the doors, because people are always in and they're taking my candy. So I do this a couple times a year. So this time, April just ended last night at midnight.
Oh, you get to eat sugar today?
I do.
Why didn't you?
That's the weird thing. It feels so good to not be sugared up. So there's no sugar. I don't no alcoholic beverages. I just really eat and drink only things that are good for me for a month.
You haven't had a potato chip all month?
I don't think I have. No. No.
Really?
No.
Wow.
I did have French fries once that came with a hamburger, and I felt it wasteful to throw them away.
Well, why didn't you get the fruit platter or the side salad?
I didn't think about it. I ordered a hamburger, and there was the French fries. I'm like, this would be wrong.
Waste.
Right. What would St. Francis say?
I don't know if it's
St. Francis.
Is he the patron saint of French fries?
Yes.
Of fried potatoes.
He is the patron saint of French fries, and St. Bede is the patron saint of waffle fries. Did you know that? It's true. So last night at midnight, like for the last couple of days, I'm like, oh, in 3.5 days, in 2.5 days, and tomorrow. And then midnight came, and I'm like, get some pudding or get some ice cream or something. And now I'm a day into it, not even a full day. And I'm like, maybe I should even go longer. This feels really good. Except Cinco de Mayo is Friday or Sunday, and I can't not have a margarita on Cinco de Mayo, right? That would be wrong.
See, I've often asked you why you just don't eliminate these things for most of the time, and you said it's harder, like moderation is harder for you, it's easier to just give it up.
It's easier to just totally not have any of it, and yeah, yeah.
So give yourself Cinco de Mayo off, and then...
And go back to it?
Well, see how you feel on Cinco de Six.
Cinco de Sixo.
Seso de Mayo.
Sixto Lescano.
That sounds Italian.
He used to play for the Brewers. He was a Brewers outfielder.
Cinco Seis. Yeah. De Mayo.
Seis de Mayo. Yeah.
Just see how you feel on the 6th.
It's so tough, you know, because I love this stuff so much. I love candy, and I love ice cream. Ice cream is the best. And there's just so much stuff that I just love. But I know that if I can't have, then there's no, I just, well, that's it. Somebody in our office, I don't know who's doing this. But you get the same thing.
No.
They put 3 Reese's peanut butter cups on our desk every single morning. And I can't have them.
Oh, that's why I get 6, because you put
them. I give them to you.
I don't.
I pass that savings on to you.
Can I just say, I mean, I know this is going to sound un-American and weird.
What?
I don't love Reese's. I know. So just, I mean, I'm
fake dying.
I'm Catholic. If they're there, I can't let them go to waste.
Right.
I've thrown some in my drawers and they melted.
That's a whole different problem, Wendy. That's a completely different problem.
But
you know what's tough is like, oh, go ahead.
Usually, since Stephanie left, there hasn't been as much candy here, and this is making me sad because today, the day you can have it, there's really not any candy laying around.
There's no candy today. Also, I've come in several times, and a donut place, sometimes Stan's, sometimes Dunkin', sometimes Winchell's, in the kitchen. When you walk past the kitchen, somebody will just bring in a spread of snack foods. And I walk by that. It's not every day. It's like once a week, once every other week or something. But you just go, wow, look at all that stuff just laying there.
I have never seen anything.
Begging to be eaten.
And why doesn't anybody bring like a breakfast pizza or tacos?
What's breakfast pizza? I'm not familiar with this
just
concept.
Pizza that you have for breakfast.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
It's made of the same material. It's just for breakfast?
If you walked into a room and there was a box of donuts or a box... Or a pizza box.
Yes.
Which would you go for?
It depends on the time of day.
In the morning, you just walk
donuts.
In.
Donuts.
I
couldn't have pizza. I couldn't do it in the morning. You can?
Why?
Mm.
You never
pizza's
had cold pizza for breakfast?
No.
God, you're not American.
Mm-mm. That's
I don't like Reese's. You don't like cold
that's
pizza?
That's a dinner food.
I just would rather have something greasy and salty than I would sweet.
Yeah. What about donut pizza? Think about that for a minute.
I almost want to throw up thinking about that.
It's all the deliciousness that is donuts, but with a nice crust and maybe some Alfredo sauce. Just a little.
Oh,
just a tinge.
Jeez.
Nothing serious.
A tinge.
Yeah, a tinge. Like they would spray it on with one of those misters. They would just kind of...
What would it sound like? Is so good.
Thank you, Wendy. I won a Cable Ace Award for that. It was a bad year. There wasn't much competition. 1998. That was really... Any other year, I would have been just beaten severely. But that year, the Mister was the big winner. And my band, Mister, played the opening theme.
You weren't in that band.
I wasn't. I thought I was. That's crazy. All right. Here's what I have found to discuss with you. Should you be open to it? As we have mentioned a couple of times over the last couple of weeks, there's this guy on Jeopardy, James... Who's just a machine.
Holzhauer.
Yeah.
Holzhauer.
James. They call him James, but I have heard from inside sources
he prefers
Jamie.
Yeah. Yeah, but Jamie wouldn't be good for your appearance on Jeopardy.
Would you, if you were on Jeopardy, would you spruce it up a little bit? Like, would you dress up? Would you, Wendy's your real name, so you can't, like, mine.
Mandela.
Mine is William on my, but if I was on Jeopardy, I
wouldn't
say William.
You would, that would be weird if I watched you on Jeopardy and they said, William,
whole time I was on it, like even if I buzzed in correctly and Alex Trebek goes, William, I would look around. I wonder who buzzed in front of me named William. I wouldn't know it was me.
Yeah, I don't know why he went James.
I'm not sure why. I would want to be the most, although he's not having any trouble. What am I?
Is he still on?
Him. Yeah, he won again yesterday. He had almost $100,000 yesterday, like out of nowhere. I'm watching the show. He's got $11, then he's got $14. Then he ends up with just under $100,000. It's just effortless. It's insane. How can he be that good? Anyway, somebody over at Redbook. Do you ever read Redbook?
No.
They've come up with all the classic game shows that they would like to see back on television. We've had kind of a resurgence. They brought back Match Game with Alec Baldwin.
I never watched that. Did you? Was it any good? It wasn't the same, was it?
It wasn't. I didn't like it anywhere near as much as the classic ones. Because whereas they used to hint at being kind of like the questions. Remember you'd get the questions about Old Man Periwinkle?
Yes.
Old Man Periwinkle said, Gene Rayburn would throw that out. So they were borderline suggestive. You know, the questions always had an answer that was borderline suggestive. But now with the nighttime version, with the Alec Baldwin version of it, they bang you over the head with suggestive. It's too much.
Yeah, because they think that we won't get it,
right.
Which is ridiculous.
Right.
Because if we got it before...
Yeah, we'll get it. And we're more sophisticated now, I'd like to think.
I'd like to think it as well.
So they brought that back. They brought back $20,000 Pyramid.
I used to love that.
I think it's Terry Crews that hosts it now. It used to be Dick Clark.
Yes.
And didn't Donny Osmond host it for a year also?
I don't recall that.
I thought he did. I could be wrong on that. So Red Book has come up with a bunch of classic game shows that they say, it's time to bring these back. I'll run them past you. Tell me what you think.
Is this brought to us by anyone? Is this what we're going to be... What's hot? What's cold?
Wendy, it's brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling. They're the 60-minute men.
Sweet. Can I just jump in really quickly and tell you that I watched Wheel of Fortune last night? I'm not really sure why.
Yeah.
They are giving away vacations, so they're out on location.
Yeah.
And Vanna White looks really good. She's always looked great. You can definitely tell she's a little older.
Yeah.
They're showing these little flashbacks of earlier puzzles, and there was this like teenage-looking Vanna White. It's just a little clip for you to try and guess. And Pat Sajak looks the same yet a lot older, and I can't believe that he's still doing this show.
It's been a long time.
Like, how is he not snippy to the contestants? He's still so pleasant.
From time to time, I don't watch it a lot, but I have seen him not ridicule a contestant, but kind of give him a, really? You're going to guess that?
Yeah, but that's him being funny.
Yeah, I know.
He's so nice to these people, and... he still touches them, which I thought would have been done away with this whole Me Too thing.
What would Richard Dawson do? Richard Dawson used to flat out make out with the women on the show.
He'd be all over him. He totally did.
He did.
Slobbery makeouts.
Come here, you. They couldn't do that anymore.
But Pat Sajak was putting his, all right, come on, let's see if you can solve this.
Yeah.
And seriously, he's been doing it for so long, it didn't look disrespectful. He didn't mean it to be, but in my head, I'm thinking, you probably shouldn't be touching her anymore.
Right. Yes, you're right. No, I agree with you.
But I'm amazed he's done it for so long. I hadn't watched it in years.
Maybe game show hosts are grandfathered in. Maybe the game show industry is like, we've been having hosts grope the guests for years. You can't take that away. That's the reason they do this.
Is that the groping clause?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I just was amazed at how long he's been doing it, and he still seems relatively interested in it.
Yep. It's true. Yeah.
Good for him.
The first host of Wheel of Fortune, I believe, was?
That other guy.
Yep. Very good. I didn't think you'd get his name. Chuck Woolery.
Yeah. You're absolutely 100%.
And who was the first Vanna White? Because I think I know this one, too.
I don't know.
Susan Stafford.
Oh.
Right?
Blonde.
Although, for some reason, Ruta Lee's name keeps coming into my head. And that hardly ever happens. I rarely think of Ruta Lee. But right now, I am. Because Ruta Lee was one of those women, and I don't...
Reddish hair?
Yes.
I know exactly. She was very pretty.
Reddish blonde. Do you ever see women who, when they kiss a guy, their leg automatically goes up?
Yes.
I don't know why that happens. How come that happens?
I expect her to have darker hair.
Ruta Lee?
Yeah, I don't know why. But yeah, strawberry blondish.
Yeah. Does it explain why her leg would go up when she would kiss fellas?
That was the time.
People did that back then?
Yeah.
It's weird.
It was silly.
Isn't it weird? I'm going to start doing that. Like, if I kiss people, I'm going to make my leg go up in the air. But ridiculously, not just like straight back like hers. I'm just going to make it go to the side. Like,
and you should make the sound of the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Like that. I'll do that. I wonder if
and the leg?
Yeah. I'll do them both at the same time. That's normal. Did you ever kiss Bill? Yeah. What's with the leg and the thing?
Can I tell you more people would kiss you because they'd want to giggle?
You think more people would kiss? I think less.
No. They'd want to see.
All right, let's do an experiment.
Go walk through the suite.
All right. And I'll make the suite sweet. I'll make him change it to SWEET.
But Chuck Woolery also did Love Connection, right?
Yeah.
I love Chuck. Is he still with us?
Chuck Woolery is still with us. He was the inventor of the phrase, we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Two commercials in 2 minutes?
No, 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
Oh.
Like he had a watch. Like, honestly, you know how we make fun of Gene Rayburn's microphone? Chuck Woolery's watch was like his full arm was his wristwatch. And he would say, we'll be right back in 2 and 2. And he would make like a peace sign and he would flip it around and you would look at that watch and go, what do you make, $1 billion a year? How do you get a watch like that?
Why was it 2 minutes and 2 seconds?
Just because it had like a sound to it, you know? He could have just said in 2 minutes because that was accurate. But, you know how Chuck Woolery is, trendsetter.
Yeah, I don't recall.
And when we come back, we're going to meet her and we'll hear how this date went. We'll do that in 2 and 2.
Yeah. Woo! Give me a kiss, Chuck Woolery. I got to be honest, that hurts my leg. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not going to do it, but it's really going to take its toll, Wendy, just so you know.
You know, I'm getting older. I really should go to the bathroom in between our regular show and this show.
I go during.
Stop it!
I do. It's easier for me. All right, so all of these are shows that they suggest over at Redbook that they should definitely bring back. Starts out, well, should we take a break? Is it better to take a break or should we do them now? You tell me.
We can take a break. Yeah. I just got to find out what 2 and 2 means. Yeah,
it does.
It means two minutes and two seconds.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. I thought it meant 2 commercials in 2 minutes. We'll be back in 2 and 2.
No. Oh, no. Do you know who Chuck Woolery was married to? He's been married a bunch of times, but who would be his most famous Mrs. Woolery?
Was she blonde?
No. I mean, some of his wives were, but not the most famous of the Mrs. Wooleries.
I don't know. Oh, can I think about it? And
you
I promise
can think
I
about
won't.
It.
I won't cheat.
You won't look it up on the
I
internet.
Won't.
All right.
I feel all right. Give me.
Do you want to do a phone a friend?
I'll ask Kim.
Since
Gordon.
We're talking about, yeah, make Kim your friend in this
do
one.
You know Chuck Woolery?
Yeah.
Yeah, from several game shows, most notably
Card Sharks.
He was
I just knew Love
Sharks.
Connection and the original Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you know who he was married to? You're my lifeline.
I think he was married
Mrs.
like
Woolery.
Four, yes.
Kim Wins.
Yes. Kim was
She's
the
my
winner,
lifeline.
Technically.
I win too.
I think he was married 4 or 5 times, I think. But the most famous was Joanne Flug.
Oh, I did know that.
I never would have gotten that. I don't even know
That's
who Joanne Flug is.
Joanne Flug is probably best known. She was in the movie version of MASH, but she's probably best known as being a game show contestant. Like in the 70s, you'd always see Joanne Flug, and she was one of those people that go, I'm glad Joanne Flug is on. Who is she? Why is she on
so
that?
So pretty.
Yeah. Circle Gets a Square?
She did some Hollywood Squares.
P-F-L-U-G.
Yeah.
And
the traditional spelling of Flug.
Short for Flugelhorn.
Her great-great-grandfather invented the Flugelhorn.
Did That's she do what, some Match Game?
Yeah, she was definitely on Match Game.
Was she also married to Dick Gaudier? Because it says related to Joanne Flug and Chuck Woolery. And
I
they
don't
have,
think she was married to Dick
got
Gaudier.
To know.
I would have gotten an alert on that. Even
That's the kind of text that Bill wants.
Right. That's the emergency text that I need, is stuff like that. All right, we'll take a break. Kim will give you the news, and then we'll discuss the game shows that should or might come back. Stick around, Bill and Wendy.
Great.
I can't wait. It's WGN. Kim, let's talk game shows.
I can't wait.
Because of this guy, Jamie Holzhauer, who is on Jeopardy. Are you watching this, by the way?
My parents are obsessed. I have not watched.
So
I'm kind
good.
Of following, you know, in the Trib, and
yeah.
I haven't watched them, but my parents are just
he's
obsessed.
So good.
I can't believe.
Other than the fact that he said gyro, which is still driving me nuts.
Right.
Instead
he
of
did.
Euro.
Yeah.
And
but
Alex,
they gave it to
and
him.
He's from Naperville. He should know better.
Right.
But even Alex, like, Alex pronounces everything so perfectly. Like,
yes.
The Renaissance de Bijon. He says stuff so perfectly. So when Jamie said gyro, you'd think.
I thought Alex was going to hit him with a stick.
Or a pita bread.
I thought he was going to throw tzatziki sauce at him.
Right. Take this, like, Mr. Know-It-All.
I truly expected Alex to
and
say.
Is Alex
well,
Trebek Greek? Why
no,
am I
he's French-Canadian.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I expected him to say, though, well, technically it's pronounced gyros, but
yes.
We will accept that.
None of that.
I know.
No. Maybe it's just body of work. Maybe they go, well, if he says it this way and he's who he is, he must know. He's a genius. Maybe. Do you have a favorite all-time game? Before I give you the list of the ones they want to bring back, what's your favorite one of all time?
$100,000 Pyramid.
Wasn't that fun?
Love it.
The Dick Clark years.
Dick Clark was the best. But the one they just had with Michael Strahan, I thought was pretty good.
It was Michael Strahan, by the way. I said earlier Terry Crews. Terry Crews hosts the new version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Michael Strahan is the host, the current host of $20,000 Pyramid. Although they've upped the price, right? Is it $50,000 or something
now? I
think
it's $100,000.
$100,000?
Yeah, and didn't Donny Osmond do it for a while?
Yeah, for a year or two.
Am I having deja vu? Didn't you say that?
I said that earlier, but
I'm sorry, I wasn't.
No, but I didn't think so. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, he did for a little while. He did.
Is Let's Make a Deal still on, right?
Yes. With Wayne Brady.
Oh, right. In the morning sometime.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. My husband likes to watch it when he's on the treadmill.
Oh, does he?
Yes.
Monty Hall.
Yeah, he was good.
He was great.
Do you remember the two helpers that Monty Hall had?
Carol Merrill.
Carol Merrill. The lovely Carol Merrill.
The lovely.
Always described as the lovely
and,
Carol Merrill.
And
who was the guy, frizzy hair and glasses, who always stood behind?
Oh, yeah. Who was that?
Jay Stewart.
Oh, yeah. That's.
But they never said the lovely Jay Stewart.
No.
Well, maybe he should have taken that as a note, you know?
And then.
How come Carol gets lovely? I get nothing.
Who was the announcer? Because I'm envisioning him saying Jay Stewart and the lovely Carol Merrill and Jay Stewart.
It's Johnny somebody, because he'd always go, thank you, Johnny, after the, the announcement.
Was he on The Price is Right, too, before Rod Roddy?
As the announcer?
Yeah. Rod Roddy.
Rod Roddy was the announcer for a bunch of game shows and the announcer from Soap.
People would always know him as the announcer from Soap. I just know him from all the game
shows. And then there was also a guy, Shadow Stevens, that did a bunch of them. Remember him? And on Hollywood Squares, for a while, Shadow had his own box. Shadow Stevens had his own square.
So a shadow box?
A shadow box.
The weird thing is...
Was it dark in there?
Shadow Stevens and Rod Roddy, the one with the real name is Rod Roddy.
Yeah, right. Right.
It was really his... Rod Roddy?
Yeah, Rod Roddy. When I was doing stand-up, you know, they always have you do the morning shows in whatever city you're in.
Right.
So they go, tomorrow, I can't remember what city I was in. I want to say Kansas City. Yeah, it was Kansas City. He goes, you're going to do, you'll be on with Shadow Stevens. I'm like, oh, great. I watch him on Hollywood Squares. This will be fun to meet him. So I go in and I meet him, and I'd seen him on Hollywood Squares, and he looks totally different. And I go, I got to tell you, I watch Hollywood Squares, and he holds up his hand. And he goes, I know what you're going to say. He goes, I'm Shadow Stevens, but I'm not that Shadow Stevens. And I go, wait, there's two guys named Shadow Stevens? He goes, no, there's 14 guys named Shadow Stevens. I go, seriously? He goes,
yeah,
we buy the name.
That's...
There's a company that comes up with names for radio personalities, and you can buy it.
But they wouldn't sell you one that's already used.
Well, they didn't expect the one who became a Hollywood Squares guy to be famous. They figured, we'll sell one to every city, but the guy in Los Angeles, that version of Shadow Stevens, became famous.
Do you get a list and just pick what you want?
Yeah.
So it's not like coming up with your stripper name. Like,
well,
it's the first name of
the city you grew up in and your pet. No,
right.
You sit down with a name consultant, and they have a list of names, and they tell you which one is best suited for you. So 14 guys got the name Shadow Stevens. S-H-A-D-O-E, by the way.
Right. I was just going to say Shadow spelled it because he's the only one listed.
He's the last surviving Shadow Stevens. The other ones all just gave because he became famous.
Well, why didn't he sue them?
He couldn't because he was one of the guys. He bought that name.
But
it's not his real name. He just paid a service.
Is that company still
to come
in business?
Up with. I hope so. I like to think
what's
they're still.
What's it called?
I don't know. It was explained to me, and I said to him, I go, wouldn't that be money better spent another way? I go, I don't know how much money you make.
Right.
It's none of my business, but I would have spent that money on something else other than help me think of a name for myself.
Right. And you know, if you're in that business, you'd think you'd be a tiny bit creative. You could come up with a name for yourself.
I know.
I just don't. And his last name, either he made it legal because all his children have Stevens as the last name.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't Shadow be his real first name? And why O-E? I don't get that.
To stand out. I don't know. All right. Here are the game shows that should come back, according to Redbook. Number one, Kim, no surprise, Hollywood Squares.
Loved it.
No surprise.
That was pretty great.
Who would you put in the center square, though? You know, Paul Lynde.
Paul Lynde was the best.
He was the best, but who would you put in now?
Oh, boy, is that a great question.
Oh, we need to think about this.
That might take some time.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to misspeak on this. I want to get the
Jerry
exact
Seinfeld.
Right person. Jerry Seinfeld would be good.
But not great. Alec Baldwin.
Ellen DeGeneres popped into my head. I don't know why.
She would be very good.
Is Rosemary still alive?
No. I don't think so.
Boy, I'm pretty, she
died. Rosemary definitely died. But even if she was alive, I'm not positive I'd give her the center square. I'd give her lower left. That'd be where I'd put my Rosemary.
Just please don't include Bruce Valanche, because I never even knew why he was involved.
Well, Bruce Valanche was on when Whoopi Goldberg took over Hollywood Squares, because he wrote for her.
Oh, because I didn't even, to this day, I still don't even really know what his claim to fame is.
His claim to fame is, like, for a long time, he would write, or he was one of the writers on all the Oscar broadcasts and all the Emmy broadcasts. If you did an award show, that was the first guy you'd call.
Is he the guy with the crazy hair?
Yeah, he looks like a Muppet.
He looks like a Muppet. Yeah, yeah, I know exactly who he is.
Yeah.
He was on the cover of Hairstyle magazine a while ago.
Two covers. They couldn't get all of his hair in one cover. So he was April and May.
Who would be the center square? You have turned this into a whole different
thing.
That's
such a good question. For a while, after Paul Lynde lost favor with them, because I don't know if you know this, Paul Lynde's off-camera life was not pleasant. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? So
no.
The producers of Hollywood Squares.
What are you saying, allegedly?
He...
Alcoholism?
Yeah, among other
weirdly,
things. Among other things. Yeah.
He was
not the most pleasant human being.
Oh.
So they kind of wrote him off for a while. So Rich Little was in there for a while. And I'm trying to think of who else they put in there for a little while. Was it Louis Anderson? It might have been Louis Anderson for a little bit. But they were not as good as Paul Lynde was. That belonged to him. And then when Whoopi Goldberg took over the show, it was her, right? Wasn't Whoopi Goldberg?
I kind of remember Whoopi in there.
In the center square?
That's kind of, you shouldn't put yourself in there.
Right.
You guys.
It's a little presumptuous.
They do have a version of the Hollywood Squares. It's called the Hip Hop Squares.
Where is that?
That's on MTV2 and VH1. It's kind of like, I think they're unlicensed under the Hollywood
really?
Squares.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Who hosts it?
Who hosts that show? I think it's like a variety of people they had on there. But D-Ray Davis, he's a comedian.
Yeah.
I think he hosted Peter Rosenberg.
I don't know who that is.
He's a comedian too, yeah. So.
And they're hosts or guests?
They're hosts.
They're hosts?
So the guests are like, basically like featuring rappers.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So do they rap when they answer the questions?
Yes, that's the rule. You must rap. Do you remember the children's version of Hollywood Squares that they did called the Storybook Squares?
No.
Is that a joke?
No. Totally serious. They would do it a couple of times a year, and it was all the people that would normally be on Hollywood Squares, but they would dress them up like nursery rhyme characters.
Oh.
And they did the set. They made the set look like a castle.
So this was like a special?
Yeah, they did it. Maybe 6 or 7 or 8 times a year. They would do it like once every month and a half for no reason at all.
I remember somebody dressed like Little Bo Peep. This is coming back to me.
That might have been on Laughing. Because I was thinking of it too. And
no, they would always dress them up like somebody from Jack and the Beanstalk or Three Little Pigs or something like that.
I don't remember that.
It was very strange.
Who, according to this, the center square of Hollywood Squares, Paul Lynde was not the original. Do you know who the original center square was? When the show first aired,
Bennett Cerf.
No,
it was not Bennett Cerf.
And I don't know if I can believe everything you read on the internet, but according to
Jonathan Winters,
Ernest Borgnine.
Ernest Borgnine?
Wow,
that he was the center square.
No, he shouldn't have been.
He was the center square when the show first aired, October 17th, 1966. Paul Lynde took over the center square the next month. After 1 week of shows were aired, and Buddy Hackett.
That's a good choice.
That's good.
That's a very solid choice.
Lynde became the permanent center square. Comedian Buddy Hackett was the most common celebrity to sit in the center square prior to that.
That makes sense. He would have been very good.
What are you saying?
The way off to the side like this.
I can't go that far.
All the way off to the
side. Oh, there, I got it.
There it is.
I was doing Lester Holt.
Oh, my God.
I love Lester Holt.
How many times was he in Hollywood Squares, Lester Holt?
I watch his stuff. He does a great job. I've been watching these news magazine shows, and I don't like them because I don't want to. There's too much bad stuff going on in the world and weird things.
But that's how they have to sell. They can't just tell you happy stuff.
I know.
Although my daughter found something that it's not called happy news, but it's something like that where it's all good news. There's no bad news in there.
Really?
Yeah.
I have such a crush on David Muir.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
He's handsome.
Oh, my God, he's so good looking.
Here's they're showing a sample picture of Hollywood Squares. It doesn't say what year it is. Hollywood Squares, by the way, started in 1966 and ran to 1981. Then it was down for 5 years. It came back briefly, 86 to 89.
That's a long run.
It's a very long run.
Wow.
And then it was on again, 98 to 2004.
I'm sure is the longest ever, but that's a long run.
Price is Right would have to be.
Have to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't think it was ever interrupted. Has it been since it started?
No. No, it's always, right, you're right. Even when they changed hosts, there was no downtime, right? Drew Carey took it over right away from Bob Barker. Yeah.
Heavy pets, spayed and neutered.
Yes. He would always remind us at the end of every episode. So here's the sampling. Here's who was in the Hollywood Squares for this particular picture. Upper left-hand corner, Sonny Bono.
Oh. God rest his soul.
Upper center, Rosemary, the late, as we just decided. Jimmy Walker, upper right-hand corner.
Dynamite.
Leslie Uggams.
Really?
Just to the left.
She was a singer, right?
They would do a lot of singers. They would just bring singers in. And sometimes, did you ever see, like, there'd be a guest that was more than one, like when they'd have the Hudson Brothers on.
Right, I was going to say, I loved it when they had two people in the square.
All three of them were in the same square.
Yeah, didn't they have the Smothers Brothers, too?
A lot.
Yeah.
John Davidson was on there a lot.
Oh, tons.
God, he was so cute.
If you had a TV in the 70s, you couldn't watch 3 hours of TV without John Davidson showing up somewhere.
No. The Girl Was Something Extra.
Yes.
What was that? Was it a weekly series?
The Girl Was Something Extra was his wife had, Sally Field, of course, had ESP. Extrasensory perception powers.
But was it
powers.
A movie or a series?
TV series.
I bought the book that we were talking about, the book fairs that came to your school. That was one of the books I bought. It was a
like
paperback.
A novel of it?
I don't even know what it was, but I read it and I loved it because it had John Davidson on the cover and I just had such a crush on him. The girl was something extra.
Yeah.
Wasn't like, I don't know. He just was cute.
Yeah.
You know?
You met him once. You don't remember? Danny Bonaducci had him on at the Loop, and we you and I went in the green room and talked to him for a little while. You don't remember at all?
You do this to me all the time, and part of it is I don't trust you anymore.
I swear, John Davidson was in. I told him the story about how my brother and I ran into him once at Circus in Las Vegas. He was there with his wife and his kids, and they were playing carnival games, and I was telling him that story. And then
did I say something stupid?
You said, "I will always remember this moment. I finally got to meet John Davidson. I will never forget this.
I did not.
I won't wash my hands ever again.
Right.
I did not."
Yeah. Rich Little was in the center square for this particular picture. To his right, Jessica Walter, an interesting choice.
Who's still on TV?
Yeah.
Who is that? I don't remember.
From Arrested Development. At the time, she was just at that time she was probably in. There was a show called Amy Prentice that she was the star of.
Starring Paula Prentice?
Paula Prentice was not in Amy Prentice.
I don't remember that. She was in Play Misty for Me.
Yeah, she was really good.
She is, I don't know how old she is. She looks like she's aged. She hasn't gotten a lot of plastic surgery.
Jessica Walter's probably 80.
But she looks,
yeah, she looks
awesome.
Good. Yeah?
And I love her on Arrested Development. And I just saw her in an episode. Oh, God. Was it Modern Family? It was some sitcom. It was something I was just watching on TV.
Just very recently?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's still a solid actress.
Yeah.
They had George Gobel, lower left-hand corner, for this one.
Crew cut, who reminded me of he was always in the Army.
To me, he always looked like a guy that should be working at a barbershop.
Okay.
Right? But, yeah.
Funny how we went different routes. Because he reminded me of the guy, the Gomer Pyle guy.
Frank Sutton.
That's who he kind of reminded me of with that
buzz cut. Yeah, very fashionable at the time. Ava Gabor, just below Rich Little.
Beautiful.
A lower level. And then to her right, Anthony Newley.
Chances are.
I would have gone, what kind of fool am I? But chances are is solid.
You just have to do the vibrato.
Yeah, a lot of that.
I need a palate cleanser. See if you can recognize this this music.
Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. It's a game show music.
It's the Mountain Climber. Yeah. The Price is Right.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I thought this was Joel Daly and the Sundowners. I'm like, what? They were never on a game show.
And then it falls down.
It ended ugly. Yep.
I just needed a musical intro.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was stunning. All right, so they say, Redbook says, Hollywood Squares needs to come back. They also say Password needs to come back.
I love Password.
That was a good show.
Password was great. Alan Ludden.
Yeah.
That was a great show. Married to Betty White, correct?
Yes. Yeah, for a long time.
For a long time.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, do it.
Did you have what?
The Password.
The Password is anchovies.
Ding! Something you do not get on a pizza.
Anchovies?
Yes.
Yes.
Ding. We'd be a good team.
Yeah, we would be good on Password. Did you have the home version of it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
With the little colored windows.
Yeah. That was genius.
That was really good.
I still don't know how that works.
We probably still have it.
I would look at that thing for hours going, how can that be? I can read the words. I put them in there. I can't read them anymore. How does that happen?
If that's not back on TV.
No.
Let's do the radio version of that.
It came for a while, though.
It was gone.
Back for a little
Password Plus came on for a while.
Yeah.
Which was just a juiced up version of it. Now they show in this picture of it, Gene Kelly as a guest, which I don't remember ever seeing Gene Kelly on Password, but they could, there's no way to falsify a picture on the internet. That's impossible.
How can that happen?
I don't know. But Betty White met him playing that game and then they fell in love.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I loved those two.
Yeah.
He died pretty young, didn't he?
Yeah, probably late '50s or early sixties, right? Now here's one I remember the name, but I don't remember this game show at all. Blockbusters.
Oh, I remember that vaguely.
What was Blockbusters? Bill Cullen was the host.
Yeah,
but I don't remember that. I just remember the name.
I don't. I sort of remember.
What was the premise?
Yeah, it was like a Blockbusters was like a word. If I could show you the picture, you connected words to. I can't get past a commercial. Why don't we have YouTube Red here?
I don't know.
Bill Cullen's premiere. Let's see if it...
Do you remember Bill Cullen? He was the host of
he did a lot of game shows
over the years.
Let me see if I can find...
10-24-80, air date 10-27-80, directed by Ira Scutch.
I hope there's no swearing in this.
On Blockbuster?
It's on TV.
Ah, listen to this. I'm already sold.
Tetris-y kind of thing.
Yes, I remember. And it was up on a screen.
Yes.
You filled in the words. Yes, I do remember this.
To victory.
It's like Boggle.
Yeah, because I love word games.
You'll know it when you see it.
So you would fill in various words, and then there was a master theme to those words?
Well, I think they would ask you questions.
Boy, it's sad. I remember Bill Cullen's thick glasses. That's what I remember. Yes.
Bill Cullen had thick glasses. Also, he had some sort of a leg injury. He couldn't walk properly, so on most shows, they would already have him
standing.
Set up at the
How
desk
do you
or the
know
stand.
This?
I just know
Wendy.
Dumb stuff. I don't know why I know
Wait,
that.
Listen,
thank you all very much.
My leg hurts.
See, didn't they put him, like when it opened, he was right by the stand. He didn't come out and do the game show host wave, that big wave.
Or shake hands with the consumer.
Right.
On Blockbusters, a solo player competes against a family pair, and that's to see if two heads are really better than one.
Oh.
Our solo player is Joanne White. Welcome, Joanne.
It was a board that almost looked like little Tetris-y type things.
I'm
not using
little
that
hexagons
correctly.
Yes. Kind of, yes.
And you had to like fill out a word that was in there, almost like Boggle, where it would be connected. Correct?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or almost like Scrabble, because the words connected to each other. Well, Boggle too, or.
Oh, that sounds like a good show.
I love words.
I want
remember
that back,
this.
Then.
Yeah, I would do that.
Blockbuster. Who would replace Bill Cullen, Wendy? You can't replace Bill Cullen.
Oh boy.
Lester Holt?
Lester Holt's too good to do that. Bill
Ryan
Cullen
Seacrest,
was.
Of course.
Steve Mnuchin?
I don't know. Oh, no. Come on.
Right.
Bill Cullen was not that personable.
No.
So.
I know. He really wasn't.
He really kind of sucked as a host.
Yeah, he wasn't really friendly.
And he looked way older than he was. I mean, really,
right.
He had nothing to offer.
Yeah. All right.
So, who fits that bill in Hollywood?
Well,
get them to host.
That's a tough call. All right.
We have to break.
We have to break. Kim, thank you for hanging out. We'll close things off next.
Bye.
Yeah. We didn't get a chance to go through so many of the shows. There wasn't even a single mention of Card Sharks, Wendy. Or Concentration.
What was Split Second with Tom Kennedy? I liked that show.
Oh, was that good?
I don't remember the concept.
I don't really remember the concept either. I just remember
that you
it
liked
was
it.
Very fast-paced.
And there were cars, weren't there? That you won
could
a
win.
Car?
They had five cars,
yeah.
And you got the keys to a car.
Yeah.
And you try to, if it started, you got to keep it. If not, you had to play again the next day.
We can revisit this tomorrow.
Yeah. All right.
It's the stream. We can do whatever we want.
We can do whatever we want.
It's WGN Extra.
No rules, just right.
Okay.
That's the Outback Steakhouse. I'm thinking of Outback Steakhouse.
You bloom an onion? I don't think that's Outback,
that's
is
not
it?
Not Outback. No, that is Outback
is.
Steakhouse.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it is. All right, that's it, everybody. We're out of stuff. Tomorrow, another day. Please join us. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.